This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome to a new day. And I hope that as you're moving into this day, you're ready to just take a little time to meet with God. We're looking this week at the issue of balance in the area of our time. We saw yesterday that after that incredibly busy day of ministry, the next morning, early in the morning, Jesus got up and left the house and went to a lonely place to pray. The disciples came hunting for him, it says, and said, "Everyone's wanting to see you." But Jesus, having spent time with his heavenly Father, said, "No, God wants me to move on to a different place." Today I want to look at a similar passage in Luke chapter 5, starting in verse 12. It says, "And it came about that while Jesus was in one of the cities, behold, there was a man full of leprosy. And when he saw Jesus, he fell on his face and implored him, saying, 'Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean.' And Jesus stretched out his hand and touched him, saying, 'I am willing. Be cleansed.' And immediately the leprosy left him. And Jesus ordered him to tell no one, but go and show yourself to the priest and make an offering for your cleansing, just as Moses commanded, for a testimony to them." Luke then goes on to say, "But the news about Jesus was spreading even farther, and great multitudes were gathering to hear him and to be healed of their sicknesses." Listen to the next verse. "But he himself would often slip away to the wilderness and pray." Now just think about this. Early in Jesus' ministry, so many people are beginning to be attracted to his message and to the healing that he is doing. And the impact of his ministry is growing. You might want to counsel Jesus. You've got to suck it up and cut other things out and take advantage of this growth opportunity. This is the time to press forward. But even as news of him was spreading further and the multitudes are gathering to hear him, it says, "But he himself would often slip away to the wilderness and pray." Jesus knew that spending time with the Father was the most important thing he could do. Now just think about it. If Jesus needed this, how much more do we need it? Your first priority in your life is time with God. In fact, it's amazing how well your schedule comes together in your days, even in your whole life, when you give God the time that he needs to work in and through you. When you give God the leadership of your life and say, "God, what you want is what I want. What you'd want to do in me is what I want. What you want to do through me is what I want." And then begin to build your life from there. So balance is the outcome of a choice that you have to make, not which house to buy or which job to take, but how you spend the moments of your life, who you put first in your life. It impacts the wholeness of your entire life. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.